2017, Mr. Opening Day, Bryce Harper. The game, Washington Nationals 4, Miami Marlins 2, at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. Attendance 42,744 on Monday, April 3rd, 2017. The weather, sunny and 60s. Hall of Famers, of course none, as of March 2022, but future Hall of Famers, maybe Marlins outfielder Ichiro Suzuki, who's eligible in 2025, and Giancarlo Stanton, and maybe Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper and pitcher Max Scherzer. All three of them are eligible 5 years after retirement. Game highlights. A masterful performance by Nationals starter Steven Strasburg was almost not enough to earn him the win. After 7 innings of work and only 85 pitches, manager Dusty Baker sent newcomer Adam Lind to the plate to pinch hit for Strasburg, with Miami leading 2-1. Lind delivered a 2-run homer, putting Washington ahead and Strasburg in position to get the curly W. He allowed only 6 hits, struck out 3, and walked none. During pregame ceremonies, there were plenty of trophies handed out to Nationals players for 2016 achievements. The National League Silver Slugger Award for a second baseman to Daniel Murphy, NL Comeback Player of the Year to third baseman Anthony Rendon, and Max Scherzer's first NL Cy Young Award. He won it in the American League while with the Detroit Tigers in 2013 and would win it again in Washington for 2017. He is one of only 6 pitchers to earn the honor in both leagues. 4 of the other 5 are in the Hall of Fame. Gaylord Perry won it while with Cleveland and San Diego. Randy Johnson with Seattle and Arizona 4 times. Pedro Martinez with Montreal and Boston 2 times. And Roy Halladay with Toronto and Philadelphia. The other, Roger Clemens, won it a record 7 times. 3 times in Boston, 2 times in Toronto, and 1 each with the New York Yankees and Astros in 2004 when Houston was still in the National League, but was shunned by Hall voters for steroid allegations. The story. If Ryan Zimmerman was Mr. Walkoff, see Chapter 2008, then Bryce Harper was the team's Mr. Opening Day. As Harper walked up to the plate in the bottom of the 6th inning with Washington not yet on the scoreboard, it was clear something was missing from the Nationals' 2017 home opener. We had seen player intros, the huge flag, a spectacular anthem, military flyover, pregame awards, but not the other opening day ritual we'd seen 4 times in 4 years. A Bryce Harper solo home run. Minutes later, the day was complete. Harper parked a 2-2 pitch in the right field seats, making him the first player in Major League history to hit 5 opening day home runs before age 25. Throughout his 7 seasons in Washington, Harper was perhaps baseball's brightest young star. After being selected by Washington with the number 1 overall pick in the June 2010 amateur draft, Harper made his Major League debut early in the 2012 season, earned Rookie of the Year honors, and helped propel the Nationals to their first of 4 NL East Division titles in a 6-year span. His first opening day in Washington was in 2013. He provided all of the Nationals' offense that day with 2 solo home runs in the 2-0 win over Miami. After his 2nd bomb of the afternoon, the delirious crowd insisted on a curtain call from their 20-year-old superstar. After only managing a single in Washington's home opener against Atlanta in 2014, Harper again provided the team's only offense on opening day 2015, a solo homer against the Mets. His opening day exploits were not confined to Nationals Park. In 2016, the team opened in Atlanta, where Harper kicked off Turner Field's final season with a solo homer in Washington's 4-3 win. 3 days later, he did it again in the Nats' home opener, a 6-4 loss to the Marlins. During his time with the Nationals, one topic of conversation was constant. Where would Harper sign once he became an unrestricted free agent after the 2018 season? The New York Yankees were the most common answer with their seemingly unlimited payroll. Perhaps the LA Dodgers, closer to his Las Vegas roots? Meanwhile, the Lerner family insisted the Nationals would make a serious effort to keep the 6-time All-Star in Washington. It all led to an awkward offseason as Harper tested the open market. The Nationals reportedly made a 10-year, $300 million offer late in 2018 regular season, with much of the money deferred. According to multiple published reports, Harper was hoping for a record deal, well north of the 13-year, $325 million contract Giancarlo Stanton had signed 4 years earlier. Arguably, the $30 million per year offer from Washington exceeded the $25 million per year Stanton was getting. No matter. When the process came to a close early in spring training, Harper said he got what he wanted, 13 years and $330 million. For a few days, until Mike Trout re-signed with the Los Angeles Angels for $426 million, Harper's was the richest contract in baseball history. 7 seasons of adulation in the nation's capital evaporated with a single swipe of his pen. Harper had signed with the arch-rival Phillies. 3 years earlier, on opening day 2016, following Harper's MVP season, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser presented Bryce with a key to the city. By opening day 2019, the city had changed the lock. When the Phillies came to Washington for the second series of 2019, more than 35,000 fans braved a cold, miserable night to express their disdain. The visible venom for Harper was more than some expected. Hundreds wore their aggressively defaced number 34 Nationals jerseys. When the team attempted to honor their former star with a tribute video on the center field scoreboard, boos cascaded from every section of the ballpark. In the top of the first, the crowd rose to its feet and resumed the thunderous chorus as Harper came to bat. When Max Scherzer struck out his former teammate on a 2-2 changeup, the ballpark erupted. Well, the Nats have never won a world championship, Phillies broadcaster Tom McCarthy told fans watching on NBC Sports Philadelphia, perhaps gloating about his team's 1980 and 2008 World Series titles. But they're celebrating as if they've won something. Scherzer fooled Harper again in the third. Another eruption. The celebration continued. With Washington trailing 2-0, Scherzer was lifted for a pinch hitter after 5 innings. The Phillies feasted on the Nationals' bullpen for 4 more runs in the 6th. The combination of the weather and the score soon had many heading for the exits. They had gotten what they came for. By the top of the 8th, the overwhelming majority of spectators remaining were Phillies fans, many clustered above the right field wall where they could see their new hero up close when Harper was in the field. They'd come by train, bus, and automobile to taunt, "We've got Harper!" When he blasted an 8th-inning 2-run homer over their heads into the upper deck, it was their turn to erupt. They, too, had gotten what they came for. After the game, an understated Ryan Zimmerman shared a diplomatic perspective on the return of his teammate of 7 seasons. "That was unique," he told Tom Boswell of the Washington Post. "A fun atmosphere. I would have cheered Bryce. He did a lot here, but I understand that he's a polarizing figure. I don't mean that in a bad way. That's the way it's been since he was 12. It's been like that his whole life." One thing wasn't unique. It might not have been opening day, but for the 6th time, Harper homered during his first game of the season at Nationals Park. For the box score and play-by-play, visit openingday5050.com.